This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Well, here's something fun. Freight shipping prices are going to start rising on January 15th because the Iran-backed Houthi rebels are attacking vessels in the Red Sea. CNBC reports, by way of Newsmax, that the Wednesday the expected prices rise will come amid longer transit time around Africa. And that's disrupting and delaying deliveries of products. Folks, yeah, it is fun, isn't it? I hate to say, but obviously, unless there is something that is done about this, I don't know, maybe some leadership somewhere in there, this is going to all, you know, continue to affect global shipping. It's going to affect prices in some other way, and it's going to add in to inflation. It's not going to be the end of the world, per se, but it definitely is going to be a component of this. And so I guess my question is, how long do the Houthis get to be able to do this without any other kind of a consequence? Folks, welcome back to the program. Hour number two is beginning. It is Thursday, and we're glad to be here. We're glad that you're there. 949-822-7959. That's the number to call if you'd like to be part of the program this morning. Also, welcome to everybody listening on AM 860, The Answer in Tampa, Florida. Welcome to everybody listening on AM 930 as well. And, of course, also people listening along the GCN network of stations. And, of course, GCN distributes the program out to our great AM and FM radio affiliates. And also welcome to everybody listening on a live stream this morning as well. In fact, you can head over to KyleWarrenShow.com if you'd like to send us a direct message. That's one thing available there. Another thing, of course, available there is our live streams, and we've got our live streams from GCN and also live streams from AM860 The Answer, TheAnswerTampa.com. If you'd like to take the program with you, or if you're out of range of the program or what have you, we definitely want you to be able to stick with us. All right. So once again, folks, lots to talk about on the program this morning. Chris Christie has dropped out of the race, but also had a hot mic moment where he said that Nikki Haley was going to get smoked in this whole thing. We played the clip in hour number one, and I'm sure we'll find a spot here to play that as well. But actually, right now we've got the phone lines lighting up here in segment number one of hour number two. And it is none other than Backgammon Bob this morning. Good morning, Backgammon Bob.
Yes, wanted to comment on your Michelle Obama thing.
Okay.
The puppet master, meaning Obama, is might put her up. And I was wondering if he did, could he himself run as a VP? And that way they'd have a double team, both of them.
I think the answer to that is no. I think because he can't serve a third term, as I understand it. So he could not ascend.
He would be a vice president, not a president.
Right, but as I understand, and we can definitely check this out. As I understand, I don't believe he could run, or he could ascend to the presidency again because he's already served his two terms.
Right, exactly. But anyway, well, he's been running the whole thing for the whole time. You know, first through him, then through Biden. And now he conceivably wants to run keep it on going through Michelle.
Well, anyway. I do think they've got the name recognition, and they could try to parlay that into a bandwagon. You know, that's what they're going to be about. It's a bandwagon to save democracy, or it could be a bandwagon to elect somebody else who's already got arguably has popularity out there.
Yeah. Well, even if he couldn't be a vice president, maybe she could make him a cabinet minister of some sort.
Yeah, I don't see that. I don't think there'd be any issue. He could be Secretary of State, or he could, you know, there's all kinds of stuff that he would be able to do. Yeah. But definitely.
The other thing,
go ahead.
Yeah, and the other thing I wanted to know about, how is the impeachment process is going, both, because I know they have impeachment inquiries for both Obama, I mean, well, Biden, I guess. I guess I should actually call him Biden instead of Biden. But impeachment process for Biden and also Mayorkas, and both of those guys need to be, and I think they're trying to impeach the other guy, the Merrick Garland, too. They've got a shot at going after him, too.
Well, you know, the impeachment thing, and of course, we're in 2024, so now we really are heading to the election. I think that the specter of impeachment is certainly there for these individuals, but Mayorkas is as well. A lot of people think that they should move very quickly on that because, in my estimation, lack of a better term here, he's more like low-hanging fruit. It'd be easier to impeach him for dereliction of duty, not doing his job to keep the border secure and stuff like that.
As
opposed to try to impeach Joe Biden. And to some degree, too, having Joe Biden as the nominee is actually strategically a good thing for the GOP because Biden's having all these problems. In terms of he's got support that's leaving him, all kinds of things. Almost the one thing that you don't want to have happen is to have him not be on the ballot at this point.
Right. And the other thing they got to face is, too, what happens to Kamala Harris? How are they going to jettison her?
Well, you know, that's a great question. And I think, and I'm sure, Backgammon and Bob, that they've got people that actually sit around a table and try to figure that out. What do you do about Kamala? And I think that they would try to get her, maybe she could accept some prestigious, I don't know, presidency at some Ivy League college or something, or that, or try to lateral move her somewhere, you know, where she can say, you know, I'm happy, you know, doing this. But in reality, because she's not the one to run.
Well, you know, her theme song should be, you know, you talk too much, that George song. Remember the song I told you about?
Oh, yeah, I do. I sure do.
You talk too much, you worry me to death. That's got to be her theme song. But anyway, and the other thing I want to ask you about is Nikki Haley.
Mm-hmm.
When Christie goes out, I think all of his stuff is going to go to her. And do you think she represents a serious threat to President Trump? And the one thing about her is, from what I understand, she actually does better against Biden and all that than Trump does.
In some states, we heard in Michigan, for one thing. I think that the support will go over there. I think time is going to have to tell. You know, is it going to be enough to make a real dent? But Backgammon Bob, thanks for the call. We're heading to the break. We'll talk to you again real soon. Take care.
All right, bye.
Hey, take care, Backgammon Bob. Folks, stay right there. Coming right back.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. Welcome back as we continue racing through and rocketing through the Thursday edition of the program. And I appreciate Backgam and Bob's call very much. We kind of ran out of time there coming up to the break, so we didn't really get a chance to try to really address his question about Nikki Haley. You know, it is possible, you know, it just depends how everything sort of compresses into the Iowa caucus, because in terms of time compression, we're getting closer. We're going to run into it, you know, whether we want to or not, or if it's going to be here. And the same thing with New Hampshire. And so voters, when they finally get down to the nitty gritty, when they finally get down to making that decision, I'm not talking about polls, but talking about people who would caucus or would have to cast votes. Sometimes people walk into the proverbial voting booth, and they change their mind. You know, and they say, "Well, I was going to vote for candidate A, but I really want to vote for candidate B. I told all my friends I want to vote for candidate A, but honestly, I just want to vote for candidate B." And this kind of thing. So, you know, anything is possible. But they actually did ask Donald Trump about this, and we had a part of this clip in hour number one. But I think it's good to bring it back here. And this is Donald Trump on the Fox News town hall, Martha McCallum asking Donald Trump specifically about this percentage of Chris Christie voters that could likely go to Nikki Haley. And what does that spell for Donald Trump? Let's listen in.
In New Hampshire, so if that 12 goes to Nikki Haley, she could give you a run for your money there.
Well, you know, you have Democrats in New Hampshire, and they vote, and you have independents in New Hampshire in large numbers, and they vote. And I have polls that show me leading by a tremendous amount in New Hampshire and a lot in Iowa, and nationwide we're leading by almost 60 points. So I'm not exactly worried about it. I understand New Hampshire very well. I've won it twice. and did very well with New Hampshire. I love the people. They love me, I think. We did a good job for New Hampshire economically and even from the standpoint of the military, taking care of the vets. And I think we're going to do very well in New Hampshire. Now, you know, Chris Christie was in, and he got a hot mic, I heard about. I thought, actually, the biggest story wasn't the fact that he dropped out. Nobody cared too much about that. But he had a hot mic where he was talking to somebody about the weather, and he happened to say that she doesn't have what it takes. She'll be creamed in the election. And, I mean, I know her very well, and I happen to believe that Chris Christie is right. That's one of the few things he's been right about.
Okay, we'll stop right there. So, and, of course, Donald Trump got a good laugh on that one as well. But yes, that hot mic did overshadow the news of the day. I think there's no doubt about that. And I think we still have that. I believe we do. For our new listeners this hour, because we're always pick up new listeners in the different hours. Let's just hear briefly part of that hot mic moment of Chris Christie. And I think this was prior to his announcement where he talked about, you know, there is no path for me to get to the nomination, et cetera, et cetera. But let's listen in.
I want to hear it, Wayne. Mm-hmm. They don't want to hear it. We know we're right, but they don't want to hear it.
Right.
And there's, you know, we couldn't have been any clearer.
Right.
We couldn't have been any more direct or worked any harder. So, you know.
Forget she spent
$68 million. Yeah. Well, when you give land to China and places like that.
Yeah, that's what you get.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, look, she spent $68 million so far, just on TV. Spent $68 million so far, $59 million by DeSantis, and we spent $12 million. I mean, who's punching above their weight and who's getting a return on their investment, you know? And she's going to get smoked. And you and I both know it. She's not up to this.
All right, so there you have Chris Christie in the hot mic moment for 2024 so far. There's going to be others, by the way, folks. And as we go through the year, we'll probably end up having to rank them somehow. What was the hot mic moment what was your favorite hot mic moment of 2024 or during the election? And I don't know, right now Chris Christie seems to be, well, he's in the lead. We'll see if his lead sticks there. All right, we got the telephone lines lighting up again as well right here, so let's head on over to the telephone lines. Wonderful, we've got Aaron in Denver, Colorado listening. Good morning, Aaron.
Hey, Happy New Year's again, Professor Politics.
Happy New Year again, yes.
Well, anyway, I'm just glad Chrissy, aka Jabba the Hutt, finally has gotten out of there. There was no way in hell he's going to get the nomination. It was just he was just there to get some publicity, promoting a book about former President Ronald Reagan. It was just an advertising campaign he was doing. And I can see why there's so-called global warming going on, because all he did was blow a lot of hot air out there. And now, as a result of that, the earth is slowly melting because of Christie in his hot air. But, I mean, I'm just glad he's out of there. He's trying to make Trump look bad. It was about making Trump look bad. Orange man is evil. And that's what Chrissy's campaign was all about. It was a total failure because Chrissy is a loser. Anyway, Professor Politics, you have a good night.
Thank you, Aaron. We appreciate it. Aaron in Denver listening on the mighty 710 KNUS. We sure appreciate Aaron very much. And so I think this is going to be one of the prevailing feelings is not that I think, as Christie kind of said, you know, this is not his time. We don't know if that would come about really at all, given the political makeup of everything. But he does not have a path. And the fact that he's dropped out is not going to in other words, you don't have a lot of people clamoring to say stay in. But my thought about this is one of the things that Christie said when he did make his speech about, dropping out of the race. And I think we have a little clip of that as well, just so we can hear what he had to say. Here comes Chris Christie.
It's clear to me tonight that there isn't a path for me to win the nomination, which is why I'm suspending my campaign tonight
for President of the United States. I am going to make sure that in no way do I enable Donald Trump to ever be President of the United States again.
So that's pretty strong stuff, don't you think? I mean, obviously he's leaving the race, but what are the things that he would be doing? See, because this, again, begs the question, what happens when you don't have party unity? And again, the one thing the Democrats always seem to be able to do is to have party unity, more or less, is when it comes to elections. Other times they could tear each other to pieces and this kind of thing. But if they get into the election, they do kind of rally together. So at what point, if Donald Trump is the nominee, what Republicans, and I think we know there might be a couple, right, that we've even seen it happen before with Mitt Romney and so forth. So at what point are you working against having the Republican nominee win versus having another 4 years of the, I'll just say, Democrat Party elite administration, right? Because as we were talking about with John from Sarasota, yeah, they could run somebody like a Michelle Obama or combine her into the ticket somehow for that name recognition, some of that built-in popularity, because like it or lump it, the Michelle Obama is very popular in many parts of the electorate. So that would be hard to overcome. There would be a dynamic factor going on there. But overall, who would be better than Biden? And I think the answer is probably anybody who was running at this point. And there are some serious differences, serious concerns that so many people have about the different candidates. But let's face it, another 4 years of Joe Biden is going to spell absolute disaster. And it'd be absolute disaster for us, but it would also be a major, major windfall for forces out there, bad actors, Beijing, Moscow, certainly Iran, certainly their groups, Hezbollah, Hamas, and on it would go. And it would just be, oh boy, it is party time on planet Earth because Biden's is been reelected. So we really have to balance out, you know, what is going to be best, because the real objective here is to stop the progression of the Democrat Party elite in terms of winning the presidency and, of course, keeping the House, increasing majorities in the House, and taking the Senate and having that be clear, that you have clear majorities in the House and Senate, and then you can effect change. But to do that, you've got to win elections. And it is possible, folks. There is a path to that, by the way. Stay right there. We are coming right back. Kyle Warren with you.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
USA News Update. In battle, Democratic New Jersey Senator Bob Menendez took to the Senate floor Tuesday, speaking out on the federal corruption charges against him. The senator says the timing of the charges demonstrates the bias of the prosecutors.
The United States Attorney's Office is engaged not in a prosecution, but a persecution.
Senator Menendez has been charged with bribery, fraud, and acting as an Egyptian foreign agent, along with accepting gifts from Qatar's government and helping a New Jersey developer secure millions of dollars in investments from Qatar. The next NASA moon missions are being pushed back about a year due to some technical problems discovered in recent testing. On Tuesday, the U.S. Space Agency announced the planned delays for the Artemis II and Artemis III missions. Artemis II will be a mission to take four astronauts on a journey in the moon's orbit. Artemis III will be an attempt to put humans back onto the lunar surface. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
South Korean police say the man charged with stabbing the country's main opposition leader wanted to prevent him from becoming president.
Lee Jae-myung was stabbed in the neck while campaigning by a man pretending to want an autograph. We now know this attack, which has shocked South Korea, was truly political. The 67-year-old suspect told police that he wanted to kill Mr. Lee to stop his party winning parliamentary seats in the upcoming election, and ultimately he could stop him becoming president. South Koreans are proud of their hard-won democracy.
And all right, welcome back to the program, everybody. Kyle Warner, and we're glad to be with you here on this Thursday edition of the show.
One person is dead, one is injured after an avalanche at a Northern California ski resort near Lake Tahoe. And then happened Wednesday morning. America's CEOs say the country's rising national debt is the biggest geopolitical risk for 2024. More on these stories at townhall.com.
For America, their website is cv4a.org. That's cv4a.org. And we'll be talking about everything that they're doing for our veterans and also for our active military as well. But it's always a great conversation. I always learn a lot, for one thing. And it's a great way to be able to bring to light some of these very important issues that are facing our honored vets here in this country, our honored veterans who've served us. So, again, you don't want to miss it. So we hope that you stay tuned to hear Jimmy T. Smith from Concerned Veterans for America. Well, Vivek Ramaswamy, we got a quick little quote here from him where he's kind of turning the tables on the media. And he turned the tables on the media to ask them about, what did you guys do about COVID, about the Russia collusion, and this kind of thing. And let's listen into what Vivek Ramaswamy did to kind of, as I said, turn the tables on the media. And I don't think that they expected this, but this is one of the things that's actually kind of cool about Vivek Ramaswamy, is that like Trump in the grand sense, he's able to say things and do things that, if you try to do it like that, it might even come across as being kind of fake. But Trump can say and do things in certain ways because he's Trump, and it seems natural. The one thing about Vivek Ramaswamy in comparison to Trump is that he has a similar ability to do that kind of thing, almost a devil-may-care attitude of what I'm saying to you, because he's trying to get his point across. So in many ways, he can be effective like that. Where he's going to stand in terms of these percentages, I think all that, again, remains to be seen. It's still fairly low, but he has said that they're going to deliver a surprise on the Iowa caucuses, but that also is kind of standard fare, right, for any candidate who wants to project the idea that, no, we're doing good. It's all good, and we're going to have a surprise, you know, this kind of thing. So let's listen in to Vivek Ramaswamy talking with these media individuals.
By show of hands, who here is willing to admit that the Trump-Russia collusion hoax was indeed incorrectly reported by the mainstream media? Is there anybody here able to admit that that was incorrect reporting?
We didn't think it was really appropriate for us to answer questions.
Why not? Why would that be inappropriate? I think it would be inappropriate. What's inappropriate is lying to the public.
We're doing our job.
The public lied to a media report on the set of facts that was provided.
So that's a fair question. I actually think that the public was lied to long after the media systematically still understood that this was the product of the Steele dossier. The Steele dossier was a piece of Russian disinformation provided by the Hillary Clinton campaign that was served up to the federal government as a basis for issuing a FISA warrant to then potentially infiltrate a member of the opposition party. If this was Bush and Cheney doing it to John Kerry, this would have been the stuff of scandal, impeachment, and worse. And yet, I think it was an intentional lie that the media said that that account, which we now know to be true, was actually the Russian disinformation. Now, Shauna, I would be charitable in my interpretation of that if it were just one instance. Let me give an easier one. Just by show of hands, does anybody believe the media's reporting about the origin of COVID-19 ran flatly in face of the facts that you have a Wuhan Institute of Virology that was now the likely origin of the COVID-19 pandemic? You all said that it wasn't for a long time. By show of hands, was the Wuhan
they're not going to put their hands up.
lab the likely origin of the COVID-19 pandemic? Everybody, media or not?
Oh, some did. A couple of them. Looks like a cameraman did.
So you have reported, the same media that has reported that the COVID-19 pandemic did not originate in a lab in Wuhan, is willing to even say, unwilling to admit today.
The report came out in 2023, so
it was known that there was a Wuhan Institute of Virology.
See, I think he's on track there. This goes on for a little bit longer, but I think he's on track there. Don't you? Don't you think he is? In fact, what he is doing there is actually not just a rehash. Now, some will say, well, he's just rehashing it. And, you know, we all know, but again, it's what are the Democrats doing right now in terms of trying to talk about how democracy is going to be eradicated, et cetera, et cetera. Well, they're creating the drama because just like a big Hollywood production, you have to have drama. You have to have conflict. And to a great degree, that draws people in. That's why we go to the movies. We want to see what kind of conflict there is and how Batman is going to solve it, right? Or something like that, right? Or how do you finally get Thanos or something like that? But that, my point is, what Vivek Ramaswamy is talking about, in all seriousness, is the very kind of drama that the Democrat Party elite, the far left, do not want to have on the table. Because to be have been lied to have been manipulated, to have been suppressed, all these things, whether it's Russia, 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 or whether it's what happened at the Wuhan Institute of Virology, all of that is a very, very dramatic thing because people understand that it affects them. If anything else in the world And when we talk about America, and when we talk about the great virtues of America, when we talk about how people go and they serve their country, what are they defending? They're defending, obviously, our freedom. They're defending our republic. They're defending their families in a very real sense, in a very, very real way. They are defending their families, their friends, their loved ones. They are defending the future, right? They're defending the future because they want to give their families a future with the flag of the United States flying above it, above them, right? As they live their lives, whatever that is and whatever that, however that works, they will be safe. But what else are they defending? When they go to war, when they go overseas, what else are they preparing to defend when they train all the live long day? Well, many of us, you know, go to our job or we go to this or that, and we're not preparing for a war, but you have many that are because they love their country, obviously. But what else are they defending in addition to freedom and the future and their families and so forth? They are defending the truth. They are defending access to the truth. They are defending the notion that Americans deserve the truth about things. And, you know, we'll make another movie reference here. Yes, they can handle the truth. And I think Vivek Ramaswamy even has a slogan associated with that. Because of that movie, because it was such a cultural happening, you know, when that happened, you had Jack Nicholson, you know, on the stand and a few good men, and he finally says, the truth, you can't handle the truth. And that's the big, you know, the big crux of that movie. But Americans can handle the truth. And one thing that they despise is being denied the truth or being told a story that's obviously comes out later on to not be truthful. And I think that Vivek Ramaswamy here is onto something. And I'm hoping that he keeps doing this kind of thing. Because the American people deserve to know what happened. They deserve to know the truth. And they deserve to be able to make their choices in light of the truth. That's exactly what this is all about, my friends. And so, you know, talk about protecting, preserving our democracy. Well, having the truth is exactly the foundation of being able to continue to have self-determination. And of course, I would be remiss if I didn't bring up the idea that the truth shall set you free, right? That's right there in the... right there in the gospel. Stay right there, folks. We are coming right back. We're going to take a look at the national weather. We got a great song this morning as well. We're going to come right back. I will run with you.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. So my question is, who is this band? Yes, if you said the Tubes, you're right. Absolutely right. That's the Tubes. That's one of their great songs, by the way. In addition to many others, of course, Fee Wabel. I think it was Fee Wabel on lead vocals for them. I'll have to check that out. That's the name that comes to my mind. All right, welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you, and we have so much more to tell you about. But right now, we're going to get into another song from another band that you will have no trouble recognizing whatsoever as we keep you going through the overnight hours here on the program. And after that, we're going to take a look at our national weather, and then we're going to be talking with our good friend Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. So let's get it started. I think this needs no introduction. Maybe a little one. How about a little Steve Miller Band this time?
Oh,
Miller made a lot of great records, you know, and especially, you know, even into the 80s and so forth, you know, he had a lot of his initial and, you know, probably greatest success in the 1970s, but even in the 80s, songs like Abracadabra and so forth, he was able to transition into the next decade, as it were, and still was able to generate some pretty good hits. All right, folks, let's take a look at what's happening out there along the country. We've definitely got a lot of snow this morning in places like Milwaukee, Wisconsin, so we have that happening. Then we've got snow in Detroit, looks like, Fort Wayne, Indiana. We've got snow again near and all around Chicago. We got all kinds of stuff happening there. So, and of course, out across the lake, over towards Michigan, about the middle part of Michigan covered in snow, down through Detroit as well. So we have that happening. We got snow in southern Nevada. This is north of Las Vegas, but in the Tonopah area right now. I-80 in Nevada looks pretty clear. Central California, through Lone Pine, looks like it's raining there. This is coming up 395. Then you've got all kinds of snow happening over in the mountains that are just west of 395. This is going to be over towards Bakersfield now, where it's actually raining. Fresno's got rain, so we have that happening this morning. And then also, of course, we're looking at some pretty significant weather. This from AccuWeather. Time is quickly running out to gear up for a powerful storm with blizzard conditions headed for the Central Plains to the Great Lakes region on Friday into Saturday. Those living in the storm's path will want to prepare, as AccuWeather meteorologists are warning that the storm has the potential to shut down travel due to heavy snow accumulation, strong winds, excessive blowing and drifting snow, and plummeting temperatures. A weak disturbance will affect the Midwest with areas of light snow and flurries into Thursday, but a new major storm is coming just 3 to 4 days after a big winter storm hits most of the region. Not only will motorists be at risk of becoming stranded in the new storm due to accidents and rapid snow accumulation, but frigid air and brutal winds could create dangerous and life-threatening temperatures for people and animals caught outdoors. So this is what we see sort of coming our way, folks. So you definitely want to be aware of that. Definitely want to be careful. And you want to stay informed, especially with your local weather and other emergency broadcasts and so forth, in the sense that you could have some pretty low temperatures and, again, those snow accumulations. So we're going to keep watching it as we go through the week here on the program as well. Well, now it's time to talk with our good friend, Denise Simon, from FoundersCode.com, of course, and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. Good morning, Denise.
Good morning.
Well, you know, it was kind of a big political news day. I don't know what the big consequences are, perhaps, of Christie getting out of the race, but let's talk about that here real quick. What do you think about that, and is there any – they asked Donald Trump about this. Does that affect Nikki Haley at all and her bid to try to close the gap?
Well, I heard Christie speak, and I think what he said was the only thing that he necessarily could say in order to get out of the race. But he also said he was going to work hard to ensure that Trump is not the nominee.
Exactly. That's exactly what it said.
Yeah. I'm not quite sure I understand the true hatred there that Christie has for Trump, except that maybe Christie wanted to be the attorney general during the Trump administration and was not chosen to be. But I also know that Christie was a prosecutor that prosecuted his son-in-law's father years ago. So maybe that's because where some of this ill will came from.
At the same time, you know, Chris Christie seems to, at the very least, be pretty, I don't want to say diametrically opposed to Donald Trump, because I think overall he would agree about energy and these kinds of
pretty
things.
Pretty much.
Yeah. So there's either something else there, because why would the, I mean, in other words, any Republican would probably be better than Biden, just as a general
theory. Oh, not probably, right? Absolutely
well,
would.
Well, sure. Yeah, I'm just being nice. But the idea here is that now if you're going to work, let's just say Trump becomes the nominee, which it, for all intents and purposes, unless something else happens, he probably will be. But why would you then sort of work against it? Because it would be worse to have Biden than Trump. I mean, arguably.
You know, I listened carefully to everything that Christie said, and there wasn't a lot that you could necessarily argue with. He didn't separate himself from anybody else in the race. So having said that, you know, he's a moderate Republican. But Laura Ingraham went off on him last night, and everything that she said about him was really not accurate. And I was really kind of surprised. I thought, you know, I'm not a Christie fan. He is very, very much pro law and order, and I'm good with that. That's probably the only thing I like about him. But she kind of twisted everything that he said, or maybe she didn't listen. I don't know. But yeah, there's some bad blood that's flowing out there when it comes to Chris Christie. But let's understand something.
Mm-hmm.
Republicans in New Jersey are not the Republicans in Texas.
Yeah.
You know, and I think we have to come to understand that.
Good point. Stay right there, Denise. We're coming out to the break. We're coming right back up.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read one. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered from a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious, he almost died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives that were more affordable, he tried Extendivite. Since taking it, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.